The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce. The world's most important job, mothering children, and a cold makes it tough. She needs bromoquinine.
Bromoquinine.
Bromoquinine speeds relief all over your body, all the way relief for discomforts of a cold.
Bromoquinine.
Yes, bromoquinine speeds relief for cold misery all over your body. Only bromoquinine has 7 fast-acting medicines to help fight stuffy nose and all those cold miseries. Get all the way relief with bromoquinine.
Greetings, I'm home.
Hi, dear. Don't take your coat off. I want you to go to the store.
Oh, just got the car in the garage. Close the door.
Oh, I'm sorry. I have to have a quart of milk. I don't know how it happened to be all gone, but it is. Now, need some for the baby before the mailman comes tomorrow.
Mailman? Is he bringing the milk now?
I mean the milkman. Do you mind?
No, I don't mind. That's his job, isn't it?
Oh, I mean, do you mind going to the store? You know what I meant.
No, okay, I don't mind. Where is everybody? It's awful quiet around here.
Well, the baby's asleep. Betsy's staying over at Mary Lou's for dinner, and Aunt Effie's in bed.
Oh, in bed? Aunt Effie, what's the matter with her?
Got a terrible sore throat. I guess she's coming down with a cold.
Oh, it's too bad.
Well, she's staying in her room so she doesn't get near us.
Is that all you want, a quart of milk?
I really didn't know what to ask for dinner. I planned a veal roast, but that's too much for the two of us. Aunt Effie's not eating. So get a pound of ground round steak. Now, don't get round. Get chuck. It's not as dry, and it's cheaper, too. I really like it better. It has more flavor.
All right. Is a pound enough?
Oh, yes. Plenty for the two of us.
Well, I don't know. It doesn't sound like enough to
me. It is plenty, dear. Now, hurry back. With just the two of us, there won't be many dishes, and we'll have a nice, long evening to ourselves.
Where are the germiest germs of all? Upstairs, downstairs, or in the hall? No, they're in the bathroom. And to wipe them out, indeed, a little dash of Lysol's all you need.
Yes, Lysol in your cleaning suds wipes out germs and odors. Disinfect from one cleaning to the next as nothing else can. Use Lysol, either the new pine-scented or regular, each week when you clean the bathroom.
That's the bathroom. A little dash of Lysol does it all.
Can you open the door for me?
Oh, just a minute. Where have you been?
Hurry up.
Yes, I'm coming. Good heavens.
Get out of the way. Out of the way.
The world is
open. Oh, boy. Look, don't close the door. I got to get another sack from the car.
You realize what time it is? You've been gone exactly 1 hour.
Honey, wait till you see what I got. I got some real bargains, honey. Specials today only.
They always have specials today only.
Stop taking things out. I'll be right there.
Honestly, I've been waiting and waiting. I couldn't imagine what had happened to you. Any minute I expected to hear the phone ring saying you had car trouble or something.
All right. Look, I'll make room for this on the table. Will you move that stuff? Here, close that. Yeah.
Should have known better than to send you to the store. What'd you get?
Well, now, don't look like that, will you? I didn't get a thing that we won't use. Boy, I tell you, the stuff they've got at that store. You know, they've got frozen things now that I didn't even know existed. I think that's one of the greatest inventions of our time, frozen foods.
Well, it's not exactly new. They've had frozen things for some time.
Well, I know, but I haven't been to the store for ages. I mean, you know, you do all the marketing, so... Boy, when I stood down there in that store and I looked around, I thought, where have I been, you know? All this stuff.
Not doing the daily marketing, I'm thankful to say. Did you remember to get the pound of ground chuck?
Huh? Oh, yeah. It's here. It's here somewhere. Now, just a second.
What is this enormous thing?
Huh? Oh, honey, frozen turkey. Special today only.
Frozen?
Yeah.
Why would you get a frozen turkey?
Well, darling, we can keep it in the freezer and we have it on hand, don't you see? It was special today.
To begin with, I don't know where we're going to put this big thing in the freezer, which is practically filled up now. Also, I never use frozen turkeys. I always get freshly killed turkeys right out here at the Patterson Farm, where they're much cheaper. What did you pay for this? Must be about a 20-pound turkey.
Well, I don't know. It was special, anyhow.
Didn't you ask?
Look, Could I just show you what I got before you start getting on your high horse? My gosh, I think you'd be thankful. I saved you a trip to the store. Everything I got we can use, and then we'll have it on hand, don't you see? Maybe I did get a couple of little extra things that weren't necessary, like a can of truffles, but it seems
truffles?
To me...
Truffles?
Well,
truffles?
Look, I had heard about truffles all my life, and I've never tasted one. So I bought some.
Well, I don't think you just eat truffles. You cook them in something. Goodness knows what. I've never cooked with truffles.
Well, look up some recipes. Look, you're always saying you don't know what to have for dinner. Now, here, for example. Now, look, one night we can have goulash. I got two large boxes of frozen Hungarian goulash.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. And then, well, one night we can have a Chinese dinner, see? I got frozen egg rolls, frozen bird's nest soup, and frozen chow mein. I even remember to buy a couple of cans of those crisp Chinese noodles, you know. Isn't that good?
Yeah, fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I got some frozen spaghetti and meatballs. International, you know. So one night we can have an Italian dinner. And I got plenty for all of us.
Yes, I see you then.
Also got some frozen desserts, honey. Blueberry pie, apple pie. So you don't have to fix any desserts some nights. You see, honey, I was thinking of you.
Yes, that's lovely.
And here's some frozen shrimps. Guy said they were wonderful. You know, we can have a shrimp cocktail some night. And here's the red sauce to go on them.
Uh-huh.
And a bottle of large olives. Oh, and I got an assortment of stuff to have for canapé. Here, let's see. Salmon spread, shrimp pate, peeled shrimps, sardines, anchovies. Oh, baby mackerel, yeah. And guess these are pickled cauliflower tidbits. Oh, look, honey, did you know they have frozen waffles?
Yes.
Yeah, all you do is just drop them in the toaster.
Yes, I know. What is this tiny little basket of something marked $1.10?
Let's see. Oh, honey, surprise, just for you. Go ahead, take the paper off. Just for you, darling.
Fresh strawberries.
Yeah.
Yes,
but I was surprised myself, you know. But they shipped them in. The guy said there wasn't much of anything that you couldn't get now. They fly stuff in, you know, and they could have you. Try one.
Like eating pure gold.
Oh, listen, you only live once. As I said, I may have been a little extravagant on some of these things here, but... Well, yeah, I guess this was somewhat extravagant, too. Here, wait a minute. Let me get the top off.
What is it, a basket of Concord grapes?
No, I didn't see any grapes.
Thank goodness.
Honey, mushrooms. A whole big basket of mushrooms. Look, for once, you know what? I'm going to have plenty of mushrooms with my steak. You know, I don't think ever in my life I've ever had all the mushrooms that I wanted when I have steak. You know how restaurants are. You know, you go in and say steak and mushrooms, and you get two miserable little mushrooms on the top of it, you know?
Well, I hope we can eat all these up before they spoil. Neither Aunt Effie nor Betsy like mushrooms.
Yeah, that's fine. I'll have all I want. And, I got another surprise for you. We'll have them tonight with a very nice steak I got just for the two of us, honey. You can save that.
Steak?
Yeah, you can save that ground chuck stuff. Freeze it, you know. Now, wait, where is it? Where's the steak? Look in that... here. Wait a minute. I got some grape juice, too. I haven't had any grape juice for ages. I just love grape juice. Here, honey, it's a plum pudding. You know, I've been kind of hungry for that with nice hard sauce. Oh, well, here's cans of lobster and crab meat and some tuna fish, salmon, you know, stuff to have on hand, you know.
You didn't get this steak for us tonight.
Yeah, there's plenty, honey. It's good. It's good and thick, you know. And then I got some assorted cheese.
Good and thick? It ought to be $6?
Oh, no, I didn't think it was that much.
$6.30, Mark, right here on the outside.
$6?
Don't you even ask the prices? What gets into you when you go into a grocery store? Buying stuff like pickled cauliflower tidbits and... What is this? I don't believe it.
Oh, yeah, honey, that. I picked that up for a joke.
Chocolate-covered grasshoppers?
I thought next time we had a party, you know, just for a joke, I'd...
$1.59... You paid $1.59 for chocolate-covered grasshoppers? That's a joke to give people the...
Well, they don't have to eat them. I just thought it was funny to have...
How much was the whole bill?
I don't know, honey. I know. I just said charge it. He said he didn't think we had an account, so I opened one up. Well, I just gave him my name and address. You know, he was very nice. And
he should have been. I am going to call the store.
We'll return to the couple next door in just a moment. What makes the different sound and sound difference that you hear on this station? Well, it's the teamwork between the CBS Radio Network and its affiliated stations. This teamwork combines the far-flung resources of CBS News with local programming that helps you know your neighbors and neighborhood. It combines the star talents of Amos and Andy, Mitch Miller, Arthur Godfrey, Galen Drake, Art Linkletter, and a host more with those special interest programs most appealing in your community heard on this station. Yes, it's a sound difference that makes the different sound of CBS Radio and its affiliated stations. When you take advantage of it, you're availing yourself of the national and worldwide know-how of the country's most listened-to network, plus the greater depth and perspective in programming this station can present because of its affiliation. Your listening post on your town, your nation, and the world is this station, backed by CBS Radio. Don't settle for less.
I don't believe it. I just don't believe it.
Gee, he couldn't have added it up right.
$52.95. I spoke to Mr. Connolly himself, and he was even a little embarrassed telling me. He knows how fussy I am when I shop.
Well, what did you say to him? Nothing about me, I hope.
Oh, no, no. I just said I thought $1.59 was a little high for chocolate-covered grasshoppers.
Oh.
You know what he said?
Huh?
He said only the men bought them. That and another novelty they have, pickled rattlesnake. How did you overlook that?
I didn't see it.
Honestly, dear. Well, start putting stuff back in the sack.
Look, I'm not going to take things back.
I know. You'd be embarrassed, but I don't mind at all. I don't want that frozen turkey and all those expensive delicacies. I've got plenty of salmon and tuna on hand. Most of that stuff is going back. I've got a budget, dear. I know you had fun, but I have a budget.
Well, you don't have to take it back tonight, do you?
Yes, before all those frozen things thaw. Our freezer is full. I can't keep them until tomorrow. And besides...
What?
I need a quart of milk.
Milk. I knew there was something. I got it.
Well, look, hurry back, will you, honey? I'll get the dinner.
Honey, couldn't we keep the steak and the mushrooms? I mean, I've never had all the mushrooms I want.
Yes, all right.
And the strawberries, honey. Please, I got them for you.
Yes, all right, dear. You can keep the strawberries.
Yeah, we'll get them for you.
Del Monte, Del Monte, pineapple grape juice drink. I like it because it tastes good. It isn't too sweet and it doesn't make you pucker. Girls like it because it's good for them. Oh, well, it takes some time.
Enjoy Del Monte pineapple grapefruit drink and the other Del Monte juice drinks. Every one so good. The Couple Next Door is written by Peg Lynch and stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce and is produced by Walter Hart.
This was an original old radio broadcast presented by Radio of Yesteryear. Sarah Hart, thank you.